So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Der HaMabul, Ein L'mchelik L'oyim Abba, Ve'ein L'oyim D'bedin. The people of the Der HaMabul will not receive a portion of the world to come, and will not be resurrected to stand for trial for their sins, because the Pasuk states, Lo yodin ruchi ba'odim lo'olam. Lo din v'lo yiruach. The Brisa cites another source for Der HaMabul Ein L'mchelik L'oyim Abba, because the Pasuk states, Ve'yimach es kol ha'yikum ha'shel panei ha'doma, Ve'yimachu min ha'aretz. Ve'yimach es kol ha'yikum ba'olam hazeh, Ve'yimachu min ha'aretz lo'olam haba. Turn upon Der HaMabul loynes go el b'shvil tayvish ispeil em Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Der HaMabul sinned due to their arrogance because of the great abundance that Hashem bestowed upon them. They said, "Klum tzrichen anu lo el tibeshal gishamim, yesh lo naharis amayon l'shanu mistabek mehen." We don't even need Hashem for the rain that He gives, because we have enough water from our rivers and springs. Therefore, Hashem said, "Ma'ani hinni mevi es HaMabul mayim." But tayvish ispati lehem ba machisen oisi uba ani don oisam. Since they angered me through the water that I gave them, they shall be punished with water. Hence the Mabul. Rabbi Yossi says, Der HaMabul loynes go el b'shvil galgal ha'ayin shodeim l'mayim. Der HaMabul sinned with adultery because of their greedy eyes that are similar to springs of water. Therefore, danoysim b'mayim shodeim l'galgal ha'ayin. Hashem punished them with the water of springs that are similar to the eye. The Gemara elaborates in the psukim of the Mabul. Elo told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim hayi b'day reisav. Bichlin says, b'day reisav v'loy b'day reisachem. Noach was considered a tzaddik only in his generation of wicked people, but he would not be considered a tzaddik in the generation of righteous people. While Rish Lakish says, "B'day reisav kol shekein b'day reisachem," Noach was considered a tzaddik in the generation of wicked people, and certainly would have been a tzaddik in the generation of righteous people. The Gemara cites a brayso which seemingly supports Rabbi Yechanan. Turn to Rabbi Shmuel. Afal Noach nechtach gizar din ela shematzachin b'nei Hashem. Noach was initially included in the decree to die, but he found favor in the eyes of Hashem, as the Pasuk states, Nechamti ki asisim v'noich motzachim b'inni Hashem. The Pasuk states, Ki hishchiz kol basar es darka ala aretz. Malamet sheher v'yoi behema al chaya v'chaya al behema. V'hakol al adam v'adam al hakol. They mated domesticated animals with undomesticated animals, and also paired both with humans. V'yemeshem l'noich keitz kol basar bol l'fanoi, ki mol ha'aretz chamas mepneim. Omer b'yichnan, b'y re'e kamogodl k'ycha shol chamas. From here we see the severity of stealing. Sher der ha'mabul over ala koil v'leinecht ma'alim gizar dinam at shepashli dey megezel. Even though the der ha'mabul committed old transgressions, their fate was only sealed because of gezel. V'yemeches kol ha'yikum ha'sha al p'nei ha'adama, all living beings, even those that did not sin, were obliterated because Hashem said, klum b'rasi b'hema v'chaya el b'shvil adam. The animals were created only to serve the humans, and since the humans sinned, there is no need for the animals. Only the land creatures died, but the fish remained alive. The Gemara offers four explanations for these 7 days. The Mabul was delayed for the 7 days of mourning for Moshe Selach's passing to teach us that the merit of mourning at tzaddik prevents punishments. Or Hashem changed the ways of the 7 days of creation in which the sun orbited from west to east instead of from east to west. Or first, Hashem gave them Der HaMabul a lengthy deadline of 120 years to do tshuva, and He then gave them another short deadline of 7 days. Or she'timam me'ein ha'olam haba, kei sheyedu ma toiv amonamen. The Mabul was preceded by the 7 days in which Hashem gave the Der HaMabul a taste of olam haba, so that they would recognize the goodness that they lost. B'kala behema ha'tahir tikel cha shiva shiva ish ve'ishtoi. The Gemara explains that obviously ishes lebehema mi isla. Animals do not remain with the same partners. Rather, ma'isim shalei nevde behem aveira. The pasuk refers to animals that remain with partners of the same species. And Noach was able to identify them either because shevirin lefnei ateva, kol shateva kol tasa biyaduah shalei nevde behem aveira, v'chol she'en ateva kol tasa biyaduah shenevde behem aveira. All the animals were brought before the teva, and the teva accepted only those that remained within their species, but not those that went with other species. Or because ma'is nabo in ma'alein, those that came on their own to Noach were the ones that remained within the same species. Tzayir tassel ha'tev, amla kodesh bohu l'noyach, kava ba'avonim tevis margolius, k'deish yi me'iris l'chem katzarayim. Hashem told Noach to hang jewels and pearls for light in the teva. Tachtim shniim v'shlishim tassel, the teva had 3 floors, tachtim l'zevel, the bottom floor was for the waste, and tzayim l'behema, the middle floor was for the animals, el yoinim l'adam, the top floor was for the humans. One pasuk states, "Vasal ateva atu benecha v'ishtecha neshe benecha itach." They were to enter the teva first, all the men, and then all the women. While another pasuk states, "Tzeimen ateva atu v'ishtecha benecha neshe benecha itach." They were to exit the teva as couples. Mekan amru shenester b'tash meshamita. This teaches us that marital relations were forbidden in the teva, as the Braisa relates. Shleisha shimshu b'teva v'kulam laku. There were three that did have marital relations in the teva, and they were all punished. Kelev v'oyriv v'cham. The word me'ita implies that the dove was near Noach and teaches that mekan shediras and shal oifis tahayim imat tzadikim. The kosher birds reside near the righteous. V'hine ola zayis taruf befia. The dove said to Hashem, Rebbein Hashlam, Yim ezeinaysa merudim kezayis umesurim b'yadecha v'ayim mesukim gedvash umesurim b'yad basa b'dam. I'd rather receive my support from you, Hashem, even if it's a small amount and bitter like olives, than to receive my support from humans, even if it's a large amount and sweet like honey. The Gemara relates how for 120 years Noach rebuked the Dirham Mabel and warned them about the Mabel, but they ignored him and did not do tshuva. The Gemara concludes with a conversation between Shem ben Noach and Eliezer ben Avram as to how Noach and his sons cared for each individual animal, and also how Avram Avinu defeated the four kings. As part of that discussion, the Gemara mentions that Avram and his men would throw at the kings and their armies Afra v'havacharbi, Gili v'havagiri, dirt that turned into swords and straw that turned into spears. The Gemara then relates at length the well-known story of Nachum Ish Gamzu, who was delivering a gift of precious stones to the king, and on the way some unsavory characters replaced them with dirt, and when they arrived at the king's palace, miraculously, this dirt likewise turned into swords.